Now at last the riddle is expounded, which so long the nation has confounded, for the Roundhead begins the game again, which so well they played in 44. Now with greater hope, for the fine Shemplots will never give over, till they piously have routed king and pope. Anthony, that worm of reformation, who of commonwealths has laid foundation, which the nation so hotly does pursue, let him be rewarded in the tower for his merits due, by that busy plotting head laid lower, we may perhaps escape what might ensue. Perkin makes fine legs to the shouting rabble, who to make him king he thinks are able, but the bauble is only showed for use. The silly idiot serves but for a tool still, for knaves to work their feats, and will remain a dull mistaken fool still, for all their damned cables and whopping treats. The most zealous parliament devoted, for the public good devoutly voted, pray note it, that the Duke must ne'er be king. And like honest, faithful, loyal subjects, His Majesty implore to sign their pious and religious projects, or else the threatened king must reign no more. The renowned work of reformation to be carried on throughout the nation, in a passion they vote the canons down. Acts and statutes all must be confounded, law and justice too, to make way for the proud rebellious Roundhead, that they once more the nation may undo. Lords and bishops both are useless voted, and the factious crew who gravely plotted are noted for lords and commons too. Wigs and Broominghams with shams and stories are true Protestants, and Protestants are masquerades and Tories, the modern reformation of the saints. Old Queen Bess that made the best indentures, good King Jemmy too against dissenters he ventures, to turn them out of doors, to take in Quakers, Puritans, and renters, the Parliament implores to build a kirk of Whigs and Covenanters, and make a lawful race of sons of whores. Rally now with wisdom and grave reason to prevent the swift approaching treason in season. Put a period to their strife. In Oxford all their stratagems confounded, the roguish joiner too, and may no better fate attend the Roundhead that would the church and monarchy subdue. Oxford loyal youths who scorn to sham us with a perjured bill of ignoramus or name us for loyal traitors known, soon found a flaw in the bottom of the joiner by justice and the laws of church and commonwealth and underminer, who fell a martyr in the good old cause. Now for shame, ye zealots, be confounded. Boast no more allegiance, since a roundhead is grounded upon the holy sham. How dare ye talk of loyalty, a hater of justice, king, and laws, since the Whiggish Protestant is found a traitor and dies a martyr in the good old cause?